Belgium's closest allies offered words of condolence and pledges of support today. Here's the world's Matthew Bell.
Speaking in Havana, Cuba this morning, President Obama responded to the news from Brussels. Obama said the United States will do whatever is necessary to help Belgium bring those responsible to justice.
And this is yet another reminder that the world must unite. We must be together, regardless of nationality or race or faith, in fighting against the scourge of terrorism. We can and we will defeat those who threaten the safety and security of people all around the world.
Leaders of the European Union released a statement today. They said the Brussels attacks were aimed at the EU's open democratic society. British Prime Minister David Cameron said the kind of attacks that took place in Belgium today could very well have happened in Britain, France, or Germany. Cameron said British security and police forces are stepping up their presence at ports, airports, and train stations.
These are difficult times. These are appalling terrorists, but we must stand together to do everything we can to stop them and to make sure that although they attack our way of life and they attack us because of who we are, we will never let them win.
In Paris, officials planned to light up the Eiffel Tower in the colors of the Belgian flag, black, yellow, and red. The French Interior Ministry said it would deploy 1,600 additional police and security forces around the country. And President Francois Hollande repeated something he said after the Paris attacks in November. Europe is at war, he said through an interpreter.
This war against terrorism should be taken in a calm and lucid and determined way because it will be a long war.
Today's deadly attacks raise difficult questions for the European Union about its open border policies, about immigration, about policing and intelligence sharing. But even before the explosions in Brussels this morning, security experts had warned that Belgium's counterterrorism efforts were lacking. But Belgian parliamentarian Georges-Louis Boucher told the BBC it would be wrong to blame his country's security services for what happened today.
There is a lot of Belgium bashing that is not a reality. We work hard and it's not easy for my country because we are in the center of Europe and there is a lot of movement between the different countries, but the police make the maximum for the security.
Boucher said the best response is to strike a balance between security and freedom.
It's possible to control a lot of things. It's not possible to control everything every time. The only solution is to leave democracy, but it's not a choice for us. So it's important to be more vigilant, but it's not possible to stop living and to stop the democracy.
This afternoon, ISIS appeared to claim responsibility for the attacks in Brussels. In an online statement, the group said the Belgian capital was carefully selected, and it warned of more such attacks against the, quote, crusader states allied against it. For the world, I'm Matthew Bell.